This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Anas ibn Malik started working for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was 10 years old. And he worked for him for 10 years. And he said in those 10 years of working for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not hear the Prophet even once say a bad word to him. Not once. Even though he made a lot of mistakes. I mean, from the age of 10 to 20, you're going to make a lot of mistakes, right? So Anas ibn Malik reports that once, when he was like 10 or 11 years old, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him some money and told him to go to the marketplace and to buy certain items for the house with that money. Anas ibn Malik left the house and he saw some children his age playing in the streets. And he got caught up and he started playing with them and he forgot about the errand. He forgot that he needed to go to the marketplace. In the meanwhile, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in his house, he's waiting for Anas to come back, you know, with the groceries, and Anas is not coming, he starts to get worried. He goes outside, and he sees Anas playing with the other children. And he walks up to Anas, and with a smile on his face, he asks him, you know, what happened to the groceries? And Anas ibn Malik says, I forgot. So he said, okay, go and buy it now. Anas reaches into his pockets, and realizes he lost the money. So not only did he not buy the groceries, he lost the money. Now, pause here. How does the average parent today react if you tell your teenager to go buy the groceries and they not only forget to buy the groceries but they lose the money in the process? How would you react? How did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam react? He laughed. He laughed because he understood this is a child. Children are not going to have the same level of experience and wisdom as adults. They're going to make mistakes. He laughed, he gave Anas a bit more money and told him to go and buy the groceries. Right? So Anas went, he bought the groceries, he fulfilled the task, but this became a memory for him. That when he messed up, when he, you know, failed to live up to the expectation of the elders, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the example of how to deal with children when they make mistakes. And that example is to have that compassion towards them, to understand this is a child, this is someone younger than me, this is a person who's going to make more mistakes than me. This is a person who doesn't have life experience. It's okay, let them learn from it, let them grow from it. Don't expect them to perform on the same level as someone who is 30 or 40 years old.